The water is rising, and you have to make choices right now. This is the moment your preparation matters most. If you have already read our companion guide on preparing for a flood, you likely have a go bag packed, an evacuation plan mapped, and your family briefed. Now the threat is real and time is short. Every decision you make in the next few minutes could save your life or someone else's. The good news is that most flood deaths and injuries are preventable. People do not usually get hurt because the water is powerful. They get hurt because they wait too long, drive into water they cannot judge, or step into hidden dangers they never see coming. This guide focuses on real-time survival during an active flood. We will walk through the critical decision to leave or stay, how to evacuate safely, how to help your neighbors without becoming a victim yourself, and the hidden hazards that cause the most harm. Stay calm. Move with purpose. Act before conditions get worse. You are more prepared than you think, and the steps below will help you use that preparation when it counts, when to evacuate and when to shelter in place. The first and most important choice during a flood is whether to leave or stay. Making that call quickly, and correctly, is often the difference between safety and danger. Start by understanding the official alerts and what they mean. Reading official alerts. Emergency agencies use specific terms. Knowing them helps you act with confidence. Flood watch, flooding is possible in your area. Stay alert, monitor updates, and get ready to move. This is your signal to double-check your go bag and keep your phone charged. Flood warning, flooding is happening or about to happen. Take action now. Do not wait to see if it gets worse. Flash flood warning, this is the most urgent. Water can rise in minutes. Move to higher ground immediately. Evacuation order, when authorities issue a mandatory evacuation, leave right away. These orders are not suggestions. They are based on information you may not have from where you stand. Reading the environment. Alerts are not always fast enough. Trust your own eyes too. Warning signs that demand action include water rising quickly, water flowing where it normally does not, unusual sounds like rushing or roaring, and muddy or debris-filled runoff. If water is climbing toward your home faster than you can comfortably watch, it is time to move. Quick decision checklist. Use these points to decide in seconds. Evacuate immediately if authorities issue an evacuation order, water is rising fast, your escape routes are starting to flood, or you live in a low-lying or known flood zone. Shelter on higher ground if evacuation routes are already unsafe, moving would put you in deeper water, or officials advise staying in place. Move to the highest floor, but never into a closed attic where you could become trapped. If you have any doubt, choose to leave early. The safest evacuation is the one you make before conditions turn dangerous. This assumes you already have a go bag and a planned route, both covered in our companion preparation article. When a flood is active, there is no time to gather these things. Grab what is ready and go. How to evacuate safely. Once you decide to leave, how you leave matters just as much as when. A rushed, unplanned exit can lead you straight into danger. Follow these steps in order to protect yourself and your family. Before you leave, if, and only if, you have time and it is safe, shut off utilities. Turn off electricity at the breaker, gas at the main valve, and water if instructed. Never touch electrical equipment if you are wet or standing in water. Grab your go bag and any essential medications. Wear sturdy shoes and, if available, a life jacket. Tell someone outside the area where you are going and your planned route. Do not waste time gathering belongings. Possessions can be replaced. You cannot. Choosing your route. Always head toward higher ground. Use the routes you map during your preparation, but stay flexible. If a planned road is flooded, do not force it. Turn back and find another way. Avoid bridges over fast-moving water, as they can fail without warning. Turn around, don't drown. This rule saves lives, so commit it to memory. Never drive or walk into flood water when you cannot see the road beneath it. Water hides how deep it is and how fast it moves. As little as 6 inches of moving water can knock an adult off their feet. 1 to 2 feet of water can sweep away most vehicles, including large trucks and SUVs. Water may be washing away the road underneath, leaving nothing solid to stand or drive on. If you come to a flooded road, turn around and find another way. No shortcut is worth your life. If your vehicle is caught in rising water, if water rises around your car and you cannot escape it, act fast. Unbuckle your seatbelt, open the window or door immediately, and get out while you still can. If the water is too high to open the door, use the window. Once out, move to the highest ground you can reach. Do not stay with a vehicle that is being swept away. Moving on foot. If you must travel on foot, Avoid standing water whenever possible. If you have no choice, use a stick or pole to test the ground ahead of each step. Move slowly, and never walk through moving water deeper than your ankles. Stay well away from downed power lines and storm drains, which can pull you under. Staying connected. Keep your phone with you and let family and authorities know your whereabouts. A quick text uses less signal than a call and can reach people when networks are busy. Update your contacts once you reach safety so no one attempts a dangerous search for you, helping neighbors and vulnerable people. Floods put entire communities at risk, and some people cannot get themselves to safety alone. Helping others is one of the most valuable things a prepared person can do. But you can only help if you keep yourself safe first. A rescuer who becomes a victim adds to the danger for everyone. WHO to check on. If it is safe to do so, check on neighbors who may struggle to evacuate on their own. This often includes elderly people living alone, people with disabilities or limited mobility, families with young children, anyone without a vehicle or a way to leave, people who may not have received or understood the alerts. A quick knock on a door or phone call can make sure no one is left behind. In many floods, the people who die are those who had no one to check on them. How to help safely? Compassion should never override caution. Keep these rules in mind. Help others move to higher ground before water becomes dangerous, not after. Assist with go bags, mobility devices, and medications so people can leave quickly. Bring pets along whenever possible. Carriers, leashes, and a little food help keep animals calm and controlled. Do not enter deep or moving water to reach someone. Instead, reach with a long object, throw something that floats, or keep them talking while help arrives. When to call for professional rescue. Know your limits. Some situations require trained responders with proper equipment. Call for professional rescue when someone is trapped in a vehicle or building surrounded by rising water, when reaching them would require entering fast-moving or deep water, or when a person is injured and cannot move. Attempting a rescue you are not equipped for can cost two lives instead of saving one. Working together. There is strength in numbers during a disaster. Coordinate with neighbors to account for everyone on your street. Share information about who has left and who still needs help. When emergency responders arrive, give them clear details about anyone still trapped or missing. A community that communicates saves more lives than individuals acting alone. Balance your desire to help with a clear head. You are most useful when you stay safe, stay calm, and know when to step back and let professionals take over. Dangers to avoid during a flood. Here is a truth that surprises many people. The water itself is often not what kills. Most flood-related injuries and deaths come from hidden hazards that are easy to avoid once you know what to look for. Stay alert for these dangers and give each one the respect it deserves. Electrocution, water and electricity are a deadly mix. Downed power lines can turn an entire patch of water into a live hazard. Submerged outlets and appliances carry the same risk inside your home. Never touch or approach downed power lines. Assume every line is live. Do not enter water that may be in contact with electrical sources. Shut off your home's power at the breaker before water reaches outlets, but only if you can do so without standing in water. If you see sparks or hear buzzing, move away immediately and call for help. Contaminated water. Flood water is rarely just rain. It often carries sewage, farm runoff, chemicals, fuel, and sharp debris. Contact can cause infections and illness. Stay out of flood water whenever you can. If you must enter it, wear boots and gloves, and cover any open cuts. Wash thoroughly with clean water and soap as soon as possible afterward. Do not let children play in flood water, and keep it away from your mouth, eyes, and nose. Fast-moving currents and hidden holes. Moving water is far stronger than it looks. Even shallow currents can knock you down or pull you under. Never underestimate flowing water, even if it looks calm. Watch for displaced manhole covers, open drains, and washed-out sections of ground hidden beneath the surface. Test the ground ahead with a pole if you must walk through standing water. Structural collapse. Floodwater weakens buildings, roads, and bridges. What looks solid may not hold. Stay out of buildings surrounded by floodwater. Avoid driving over bridges when water is high and fast. Watch for cracks, shifting, or sagging in structures and leave the area if you see them. Displaced wildlife. Floods drive animals from their homes and into yours. Snakes, rodents, and insects often seek dry ground. Be cautious in and around flooded areas, especially near debris piles. Watch where you step and where you place your hands. Give any animal plenty of space and do not try to handle it. Keep this list in mind as you move through an active flood. Many of these dangers are invisible until it is too late. by treating every down line as live, every current as strong, and every patch of water as unsafe, you avoid the mistakes that cause the most harm. A flood tests your ability to stay calm and act fast, but you do not face it unprepared. You have a plan, a go bag, and now the knowledge to use them. Remember the core rules. Leave early when in doubt. Never enter water you cannot judge. Turn around, do not drown. Help others only when you can stay safe yourself, and respect the hidden dangers that cause most flood harm. Preparation gave you the tools. Decisive action puts them to work. Move to higher ground, protect the people around you, and let trained responders handle what you cannot. When the water recedes, the choices you made in these critical moments are what bring you and your loved ones through it safely.